Stop meditation is a technique that helps us to look at our thoughts and emotions and feelings with a very passive but sharp and vigilant gaze. And this little by little allows us to not have so much dialogue daily with our mind, and also takes away the reactive life, the ups and downs of emotion and feelings and thoughts. So, what we do in the beginning, only in the beginning, we find a time and a place where we can sit down and face our mind indifferently, without any cooperation or mixing. We just sit down, close our eyes, or with the eyes open, we take our gaze inwardly and find a silence. And when the thoughts or feelings or any uncomfortableness in our body, we just look. And our look or our gaze is very stable, very piercing. As the thoughts come, we show no reaction and no association. If the thoughts are disturbing, we stay strong more and more. We just look as if we're looking as in a scenery that we have no interest, but it is in front of us. As we do this practice, what happens is we find a separation from ourself and our mind and our thoughts. And then the obedience and identification with feelings, emotions, thoughts, past, future, listen more and more, and we find strength, expansion, and freedom. And eventually, this practice has to be at all time, with the eyes open, with activity, and any part of our daily life. So, practice makes us really be expert in just watching and allowing everything be as it is. And yet, we become a watcher rather than active participant in activity of the mind. Eventually, every human being that desires happiness, tranquility, equanimity, and freedom has to realize that the mind thinks, and we do not have to follow, mix, obey, or get affected by it. And this way, the identification with who we are not as mind and thoughts and this and that would lessen less and less. And eventually we stay as pure I am rather than being this and that at all time. And we have capability by this practice to get off the roller coaster of emotion, feelings, and thoughts. The mind was meant to be used as a tool in this manifestation for very basic activity, but now is being used by imagination, stories, luggage, memories, and this extra weight really is a burden on people's life. So there is no way of realizing the pure consciousness if we are one with every thought, emotion, feeling, concept, and belief that we have accepted. It is very simple when it's practiced, and the life is absolutely a fearsome jungle if we are not aware of this simple beingness or isness. This is the base of our way back home, meaning going back to our natural state, which was untouched by so many information, so many learning, and so many believing. So no matter where we start, whether we are young, middle age or old, whether in this lifetime or next lifetime, there is no way that one can feel happiness and freedom while mixed in the contradiction, instability, and finiteness of the mind. Now the meditation while we're sitting and finding silence needs strength. For the beginners that have been a slave to the mind and find themselves in a depression or an anxiety or any other unpleasant feeling, it is harder, but you have to find strength to not move. Just to not move, to just stay with every might you find within yourself. Just stay and watch the mind with passive gaze, but very vigilant, and try to not move. If we can do it for a few seconds, we have made a crack into the stability of our obedience to the mind and emotion and feelings. And this has to be our most important practice in life, almost as important as feeding ourselves, our body.
Namaste to all of you.